It is a Monday morning, which is the time that we talk about technology. And today we will begin with Microsoft's effort to buy Yahoo. Yahoo is still rejecting the overture, but this weekend Microsoft warned Yahoo that if it doesn't agree to a deal, Microsoft may end up offering less money and launching a hostile takeover effort. If you don't like my offer, I will lower it. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
2 months ago, Microsoft made an unsolicited $44.6 billion bid for Yahoo. Microsoft wants the company, with its extremely popular websites, to help it compete against Google in the internet search market and the ad revenues that come with it. But Yahoo rebuffed the offer, saying at $31 a share, Microsoft's bid substantially undervalued Yahoo. But in his letter, Microsoft CEO Ballmer called his company's offer generous. Ballmer said that offer was designed to create a speedy and ultimately friendly deal. Despite that, he wrote, there has been no meaningful negotiation to conclude an agreement. So Microsoft is ratcheting up the pressure on Yahoo's board, warning if there is no agreement within 3 weeks, Microsoft will go directly to Yahoo's shareholders in an effort to gain control of that company. And that, said Ballmer, would have an undesirable impact on Yahoo's value. In other words, Microsoft would offer less than the $31 a share that's now on the table. Rob Enderle, a Silicon Valley technology analyst, says Microsoft knows the standoff can't go on forever. But he adds that the deal and the company's responses seem to him to be upside down.
Yahoo should want this deal, and Microsoft shouldn't. Microsoft appears to be overpaying. Yahoo seems to be getting substantially more for a property that's declining in value.
So far, there's been no public comment from Yahoo. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.